Good morning, Honorable Lamine. I can see that you have been constitutionally absent, but at least you have been able to get hold of me and explain what you're doing. So the political work has been a little bit of a tall order on your side. I can see you're calling for Polokwane, but it's okay. It's a koi, Bungi. Don't worry. Honourable members, thank you very much. We are having two items on our agenda. But before that, I would like to ask Pori that our members having this program that I'm having, I'm sure. Is there a program, Pori, that you have given to the members? Yeah, I think just make a copy for members to have this program, because it's going to assist members to see what is going to happen. But it is in the pigeonholes together with your annual report. But I'll ask for it to do another one, because in your pigeonholes, and the annual report is in there, and then in that annual report there is a program. But there is no trade mesh. They'll do another one. But, honorable members, before we start, and then I just want us to go through this program quickly. One, on Tuesday, on the 6th of October, Donald, share it with Mr. van der Linde, and then the copy will come, and then you'll get yours. Mangosu Naib, Kora Zashara, no, it's going to suck, eh? Thank you. Greg, don't share with ID. I think you have yours. You better share with Moose. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Grace. Honourable members, on Tuesday, we are supposed to have a joint meeting with the police. There is a subcommittee that the police have given to us. It's Mrs. Schaefer, the other lady, Ms. Mulibasi, and who else? And there are three. Either Reverend Michel or whoever, I don't know. But the police committee, because they're dealing with another bill, they have informed the committee secretary and the speaker of parliament that they will always give us their subcommittee. Which has those three people that I've spoken about who were with us in George and elsewhere. So today, I don't know why they're not here, because we're going to have a joint meeting with them. Firstly, to exchange the information around the public hearings that they have attended. But Mr. The honorable member from the Congress of South Africa, not the Congress of the People, the Congress of South Africa, was in those public hearings. And then I think you'll be able to assist us. But in the public hearings that we had on the side of the Portfolio Committee on Sports were successful, and they were growing up as and when we're moving up to Gauteng, up until Madluwa disappeared, but at least he has been with us in those public hearings, and then there were good public hearings. I don't know what he said to Patricia, because I'm going to meet Patricia today and ask him that somebody just disappeared when he's supposed to complete the job. Now, we have done provinces that we're supposed to do. We've completed them on the side of the Sports Portfolio Committee. And I would like to appreciate to the members that all of us have put the hard work in making sure that those public hearings become a success. Later, we're joined by Donald Lee, and then after I had a communication with him, because he was not feeling comfortable in how the public hearings were going on the other side. And then he said, no, I am joining the committee where I belong, because I have requested him that, because he knows the Western, the Eastern Cape, he's coming from the Eastern Cape, and then can he join that group that is doing Deb, Port Elizabeth, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Eastern Cape. So in the long run, seemingly, there were problems. And Donald Lee abandoned them, and then, of course, I said he must come back because he belongs to this committee. And if there is no activity going on there, and then he had to leave. But we are confronted with the problem. We have received a letter from the municipal manager of the Nelson Mandela Metro and the sports council in the Nelson Mandela Metro and the people in East London about the public hearings that were supposed to take place in those places. They did not take place. And then I have asked from Mr. McKenzie. He confirms that the one in Port Elizabeth was called off. Is it Port Elizabeth?
Yeah, yeah.
The one in Port Elizabeth was called off. The one in East London, there were not even more than 10 people that were there. So it was not very organized. And therefore, the letter that I received from East London confirmed what he said, that it was not well attended. And therefore, it cannot translate to the proper views of the people in that area. And therefore, the program that is in front of us today is a program that is extending our lives as this sports committee, that we have to complete this program unless we are facing a litigation. One, on Tuesday, on the 6th of October, we will have to be, no, not in charge. We'll finish with those. We'll finish with the 21st. According to this program, but that program is going to change. That 21st is not right. We'll change the 21st, but the thrust of the message is that we will be going on Tuesday to East London. We'll start up there in East London. And then we'll fly on a Monday to that area and sleep there. On Tuesday, we start with the public hearings in East London. Whatever date it is, that is not the matter, but I'm just giving you what we are going to do. And then after the public hearings in the afternoon, we will be driving down to Port Elizabeth because we're going to miss that flight in East London. And therefore, we'll put down in Port Elizabeth in the Southern Sun, probably in Port Elizabeth. The following day, on Wednesday, we will continue with the public hearings in the Nelson Mandela Metro. And then we'll be finishing that late in the afternoon. And then we'll be coming back to Cape Town if there's a last flight. If there's no last flight, the following morning, we'll be flying back to Cape Town on a Thursday. Then that will be the end of our public hearings. We shall have concluded the 5 provinces that we're supposed to do out of 9 provinces. And that is making us a little bit to have a complication because we thought that we were going to do much deliberation on the bill, and yet now we are upset by this program. But we can't just ignore it. It can cause problems for us. Gideon, recall, when we were doing the sports amendment bill in Port Elizabeth, that wall was full. And they say people there were speaking with passion, even scared to go back to those people. And I said, no, we'll have to go back. But he said, we can't miss the Nelson Mandela because it is where we measure ourselves on the extent of the engagement of the people on the bill. So that is what we are going to do, honorable members. And today, on the 13th, on your first page, we're supposed to have this meeting, and then we are having this meeting. And it's just that the subcommittee for the police is not here. And then I hear that they have a meeting next door here of the police. But that is not the problem. We will continue with our own meeting. And then on a Wednesday, we will continue now with the deliberations. Today, we're going to exchange this review that we are exchanging around how do they fare, where should we go and do a review and all that. So they are not here, but we'll give quickly to Mr. McKenzie and who's from EU Congress and members who were part of the other group of the police. Mr. van der Lende, thank you very much. I would request, Mr. McKenzie, I would request you just to brief us on the hearings where you were, so that at least we have a better understanding. Let's not just jump into conclusion as if we're undermining the work of other people, but we are informed by the letters that come from those areas, because the municipal manager has organized a study that is called Optivity. It's very kind, it's very long. I think it is not mine. We didn't even inform them that we are canceling, so they were left in limbo. So that is what has made us to raise this matter in the court. So I just want you to... Yes,
sir. Before they are going to inform us what was happening there, I'm a little bit disturbed or rather concerned for the mere fact that they didn't attend some of these other public hearings. We need some, as a committee, clear clarification. We are all progress. What our own traders, and we have done the maximum as far as public hearings is concerned. And I think this program of the Eastern Cape has been raped. People are being robbed from input, and now we must go there again. First of all, flights have been paid, allowances have been paid to members of parliament, accommodation has been paid. And I don't think we must take it that easy for people to come here and say there was no turnout. Whoever was responsible for our program, we really want to comment in what it did. So we must call a spade a spade here. Who was responsible for the program of Eastern Cape? We are sitting today also with another item of the police whereby Comfort Lease is sitting next to us. Are we going to speak to ourselves? We cannot allow a situation whereby people is hijacking in the silence a program, because it's clear what I can see here. This whole bill and everything that goes along are being hijacked with people within. And yet we still have the audacity not to be here so that we can discuss this matter face to face and hear what the problem is. So I think the people are going to give reports. They must also be at liberty to tell us the clear reason, because sitting here as a member of parliament and representative and also representing a party, it's unacceptable for the idea that we had a program in Eastern Cape and we hear a report of this nature. This is unacceptable. Now you as a chairperson must go with your group and rectify this. I think we must brought the people to book who's responsible for nothing that happened in the Eastern Cape. It's either the people didn't want to attend, or those people who were responsible to see the program there, they must be kept responsible for what was there.
Thank you, Chairperson. We started our deliberations in airports in the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands. It was a well-attended meeting. A lot of rural questions came up, obviously, because it's a rural community, with the main focus on food security in those areas. It was well-attended, and I think it was considered by everybody to hear it. The following day at the City Hall in Durban, had a very, very good meeting. A lot of people have done a lot of preparation, a lot of input, and I consider the KZN leg a success, and I think that the legal department could and help would concur with that. On the Monday, we went 100, and then went by bus up to Mugabe. And that was well attended, but the participants were very ill-informed, claimed that they hadn't had any of the documentation for the proposed legislation. In fact, the legislators from the Eastern Cape were probably the worst offenders of all. They hadn't even studied the bill or looked at the proposed bill at all. Now that was really well attended, but a disappointing hearing. East London was almost called off the next day. We were not given a hall. No one confirmed the hall. Jeremy, I believe it's Jeremy Michael, the secretary, he tried very, very hard to get things done, but we eventually got a hall at the hotel anyway. And we eventually gathered, I think, about 13 people and a couple of other onlookers. And we probably had a total of 20 people in that hall, but very, very little input, and very little study input. The next day, that the lecture for Elizabeth was cancelled for a variety of reasons, the main one being that no people had responded to the invitation to public hearing. In fact, I think one, maybe two. And I think the thought process was, why go ahead and spend all this money for air flights, hotels, everything, and there was a total accident. Just in summary, I would say that KZN was very good, Carter was okay, East London was disappointing and non-existent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
Mr.
Mr. McKenzie actually said everything. I mean, airport was rural, and from the input from the rural people was very good. Teachers, principals, and so on, they were very good. KZN, they studied this well. They really studied this well. And they had a very good presentation, and they said they're going to send it to Jeremy. They were very good. Umtata was good, also rural and so on, but as Mr. McKenzie said, the people weren't really prepared on the phone. They came to the meeting, there was a lot of people, but they weren't ready to speak on the phone. They came to hear and so on. They said they didn't know about the phone. So it was quite a thing, and some of those people were from Islam, and they said they'll arrange a good meeting for Islam. And we were waiting the next day in Islam, and waiting and waiting, and after a few hours, a few people pitched after Jeremy arranged at the hotel a venue, because the venue was a problem, where the previous day, the MPP said they'll arrange a venue. After that, Jeremy said, well, there's no response from East London, from PE, so it's no use going there because it will only be one or two people that will do a presentation, or not a presentation, will come listen, and I think it will be there to fly on. So that's what they said.
No, thank you very much. But I'm sure such is going to win. You will hear what you're doing sometime. But I think it's a lesson for us that when we bring a joint bid, especially when it has been decided to our side, believe we have to be a little bit hands-on on those kind of things. But we've not lose focus in any attention. We've been doing well, but let us finish this work by going to those two places. And then it is clear that we have to go back there. And then we've already spent, given the ambition on this, as soon as it comes back, the fact is that we will have to go back there for us to be able to finalize the details on the thing. I think that is the
chairperson, I think what we most probably have to accept is that communication with the chairperson, I'm aware that they do have the level of expectation that they are seeking to be from the ground of the ground, which is very important. But we must not forget that it was upon their insistence that they want to be part of the ground. They cannot execute but they must somehow identify the members of the public who are part of the process. The reason why it's simple, I see a situation that can occur as we move towards the formal stage of the approving the people of the institution to be in the interest. And again, they must continue to cover the main that we have to be in the or it can also happen that through the department person concerned only the right possible to be part of the problem. I think also the chairperson should help report very briefly to the chairperson on the challenges that they are currently facing and also the progress that they are facing. And the next time we have to continue the legislation so that we can go away from what the chairperson is facing. But we must not allow the company to not be part
thank you. Chairperson, you know, I don't know what service will serve. We have this in front of us, and not a police station. I talk about the members from the police side. Because as far as I understand it, this is sort of their subject, am I correct? Their. You understand that we must sort of talk to one another about this. So what I want to propose, Chairperson, is that we take note of this presentation and that we arrange another meeting as soon as possible where we can have the police statement. Because we can't really discuss their input without their intention, Chairperson.
Let us not jump to the gun. Let's talk about the process of the public hearings and control that, and then must come to this joint meeting. Then what the Honorable Lee raised, then we'll be intact with that one. But for now, I'll just say we will have to go to this province and this region. And then we agreed upon because we wanted to check whether what people are writing outside there is not safe. Is it linked to what you as member had observed when you went there? And it's linking precisely of what they are saying that they just happened there. So they are not just saying something that you not see, you confirm that. The other input from the ANC is that I must meet with the chair of the house and explain to him and show him how are we moving forward on this bill. And then also the commitment, because this bill originally had nothing to do with us working with the police, but the police themselves went to the authorities and go and request that this thing is talking about the National Commission. And I don't know whether when I write any other thing and say Donald Lee, then it means Donald Lee must be necessarily be part and be affected because I'm just writing about it. So, but we acceded to that and I agree. So, what the proposal is that we must ask them to come and then I must give a report to the chair of the house chair and they must come and then we must be together in dealing with the deliberations on the bill. And now, on the tail end of it, Mr. Lee is saying there is a submission that is in front of us that we will do. But that submission will be more relevant when we interact with the police, just like when they're presenting and that we must be able to interrogate and exchange views with them and hear what they're saying. But when this submission from them given to us and they're not part of us, will not be able to understand what this input of their saying, because there are other things that we have to understand there and have questions about.
That is the problem. And second in terms of the terms of the religious classes and the politics, of course, they are very well organized a wide range of them. That we are some sharing of the foreign organizations that you must specifically invite, because in those areas, on a regular basis, teaching them basically, whether it's cricket, soccer, or rugby, that they have. Or the Iron Man, and they have practical experience of the challenges that are faced with it. It will also demystify some of the concepts and other proposals in the world, because there is a new stadium, because the stadium has been used for the World Cup, where they have quite a few days for it, and they know the challenges that they are facing here. Because when we talk about the game open on the stadium, what is the game open? You have the opportunity to practice. What the people are about and how we operate. So some of the proposals that are made within the corporate side, as well as the major proposals that when we go, especially for the group, that we look at the key sectors that are regularly in charge of organizing.
Yes, sir.
I agree with the statement that you're doing that way. Now I received a call from somebody who was at a venue in Portugal. We were saying to Amazon reporter, I think I spoke to him about it. Now, you see, there were people there, and they make efforts to get to Porto Lisbon and to get to DC. I think, but you must also apologize to those people and find out who they were and apologize to them. You know, then at least we look professional in our
madness
or that. So I think we must also apologize to the women and who are sort of, you know, they came and they had no one to listen to or no one.
No,
who will do that? Really will do that without any hesitation, because they spend their money and their time and all that and come in there and then finally the whole thing is called off. We apologize. As human beings, and then I'm giving to Makua, and then I'm giving to you.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I just want to pose the question, is there any written report from both the committees who attend as far as the public hearing is concerned? If not, I would suggest that we exchange this written report, and also, as the Honourable Colleague has suggested, that specifically the report of the one of Eastern Cape must be in writing also to the House of Stand, so that we have the necessary paper trail of what was happening in the two provinces.
Now, that's also to well, when to do that is because our report and their report to both go to the House Chamber of Independence, and also ourselves. We will give to them, and then we will also have their report so that we attend to it. Thank you very much. We'll do that. The last point on the number. We were committed ourselves during the budget debate
that we must have a school sport public hearing. The school sport is in tatter in this country. It's a shame. There's no school sport. We must be very clear about that. We must not even try to clone any other thing. There's no school sport in this country, and there's nothing that would convince us as the parliamentary committee that there's anybody trying to do an effort on school sport. And therefore, it is upon ourselves, as this committee that we have concluded in the budget debate, that we must go and find out what is the problem on the ground around school sport. And nobody would give us any other informative thing than ourselves going to those different areas. And we are going to have that, those public hearings on school sport. Almost. If there are 8 regions in KwaZulu-Natal, we will go to 6 regions. We'll camp there for the whole month if that needs to be. But definitely interacting with the region on school sport. And even those practitioners who were involved in school sports to come and tell us exactly what happened to school sports. There was a grand plan, a pseudo grand plan from the department about school sports here. I don't know whether this is operated from anywhere else, but anywhere else where members are saying that plan is visible, I still have to go and see where is it visible. And any member can tell me whether that plan is visible at school sports. Together with a nice calendar that was given to us about school sports. There is no school sport on our members in this country. And that responsibility is not anybody's responsibility. It is the Department of Sports and Recreation that has to carry that responsibility. If there is no school sport, must tell President that when the President has spoken about the school sport as a development base, the Department of Sports is obliterating that obligation. And we must know it is true that they are doing that. If they do that, and then we must report as such. And I want anybody to tell us that there's any school sport. And where is the school sport taking place? In an office or elsewhere, there is no school sport. And the department has no clue of what the school sport program should be all about. Has no idea. And I think we must be upfront and be honest about these things, because it is our children. This is our children who are on that receiving end with a department that has no idea in the implementation of the school sport. All the Department of Sports and Education. Yesterday, I happened to be in a side with the Minister of Higher Education. He's requesting us to meet staff, the student movement on the university. Because he's saying there are big problems there, the sport is dead at the university. If at the university there's no school sport, you can't expect there should be a school sport at a primary level. You can't expect that. And yesterday he was talking to me on the front. And I think, honourable members, we must rededicate ourselves on the issue of the school sport. We must not cry tomorrow when great colleagues and others are organizing their own tournament then, because if they can't save their own children in any other way, we want to subject them to this so-called protocol of a broad mass base when we don't have a direction. And I don't think that we have to blame them. If grade is playing against grade, you must know that it's the problem of the department that has led to such a school playing together. We must know that it's the problem of the department. And I am not prepared to take anything from a department. And because one member said in Denver, if you recall, Goldenberg, I said you have a clinic department as big as an elephant. I still have back to that statement that was started to say. We have a big department as an elephant, but this elephant can't run, and it's inefficient, and all those other things. If you recall, in Devon, in the department has not even bothered to give us the resolution of that Devon conference. And anybody who's a member who can think that he's got the resolutions of that conference, please give me those resolutions. Give me those resolutions. The department supposed to do regulations on the Sports and Recreation Amendment Bill. That was done in 2007. 4 years down the line, those regulations
I don't know where are they. In fact, you will hear people outside talking about the regulations. If you recall, there were people who were really mourning about the issues of the regulations, and those regulations have not found its way to us, so that we must see those regulations. Who will agree with making those regulations? It is not the responsibility of a department to do regulations alone there and see. And yet, we as the representative of the people, we don't have an idea of what those regulations are all about. That is the kind of the department that we're having. And always, remember, we must be honest and be brutal about this thing. And to be frank, we're saving this department, which is not there. There's no department in any event, in my view. I want anybody to convince that it's a department. There's no department. Yes, sir.
I don't see the benefit and the result of that. If the situation is like that in the urban areas, just think about the situation like in the rural areas. The other issue that we have raised is that we do have certain organized themselves. And we can't blame them for doing that. They're doing it because they want to play sports. That's the other thing. We were confronted with the situation that where one of the attending schools is going to be very high school and play sports. Everything was arranged. There's absolutely no support to the schools in the town. Children are there, they are seen, the teachers are there, but there's absolutely no support. As a result, the fixture that we can do. Now, if we can do the fixture this year, next year they are not going to fix it again. Because they want certainty that they're going to play. Because their athletes are also prepared to go and play. And this is really a crisis that we are facing in terms of the school sports situation. It's a crisis that is also impacting negatively on the country when it comes to international school sports bodies. There is an international school sports body. At the last meeting that I had, there were three different groups from South Africa that turned up. And we're only entitled to have one delegate. But three turned up. Each one representing a different entity from the country. Now that is an illustration that school sports is in chaos. Absolute, absolute chaos. And we cannot afford that the image of the country is compromised by that. Even SACOP is now also involved in school sports, which is not their mandate. But they are also used occupying the space, and they are moving into that area because there is absolutely nothing that is there.
Oh, let us not discuss this, members. Our task is for the members the gravity of the situation on the ground. And we must save ourselves. Must say this thing to the
I've seen, members can go in the annual report. We're going to have takes for the aid of this. The department has reported about the school sport. They can't even pinpoint where the school sport is taking place. They can't. In this report, the Auditor General says the question of the dollar grant is which is given to these people. There is no evidence that would show where and who have received these equipment that are bought with the money for mass participation. And that has been a consistent drive. And we're sitting with the department on our member. That is for 6 years. It has never received a clean audit for 6 years. Since then, Denver left, up until today, we're sitting with that kind of a department. And all of us must clap our hands and say, it is good, it is not good. It is not good. And the minister is going to present the final report. Us. And the minister will explain to us what is this that made the department for 6 years, 6 years to have this kind of methods of services from the auditor. And the department for 7 years has not assisted Boxing South Africa from the time when they were closing the commission's insolvencies up until today. We are sitting with the problem of Boxing South Africa. You as members, you
sat with the office of the Auditor General and the Department for the whole day up until 9 o'clock in the evening. The department was there. The Auditor General was telling them what to do in saving books to South Africa. Up until now, you must watch what will happen, how does the report of the books to South Africa look like. No, I'm not giving anybody a chance. Just okay, I'm not forget. I'm just putting you a scenario. No. I mean,
I think what we need
we're closing this matter. I was just informing members that we're still in agreement that our decision in the budget about the public hearing transport. Remember, you will get shocking stories when we go to the public hearing transport. Anywhere in the country, anywhere in the street, you will get a shocking evidence about the and I think we must do that.
The national policy of import, because the third country, the second issue, so we were told the second issue of the country, how this very business is, because I'm not yet afraid of where of the people are living. These are the where that they are living, are not something they are presented to us. The country. We must leave the possibility of this thing that we're doing. I'm saying maybe when time is right, we'll come and tell you. It's also a piece of service and what of it. In fact, I would love to have no clarification that if the DG gives an overview, then if the answer is not me, I need to have a debate. So that we'll be able to have a
Honourable members, the annual report. If you check today, you will see on the second page, on the 3rd of November, there will be this meeting for the annual report. But in this annual report, remember, we have just done what you call an underestimate here with tourists. The annual report this year will go for 2 days. It's not going to go for a day just cooking a cake and then it's gone. We are going to go very expensive to this. And the research of Parliament must take 3 years, 4 years ago. The all flowing problems that have been a matter of emphasis for 3 years ago up until now and raise them so that we ask the department, can they struggle to correct something for 3 years or 4 years down the line? So, you must go and do a clinical work today around giving us a perspective of those issues. But it is, honourable members, is going to take us at least 2 days. One day, another statement on such a department is going to be for 2 days. And the minister is going to leave this budget here. But let us agree, honourable members, in terms of the rules of Parliament, there will be no annual report presented to us when the ministry is not there. And we agree today that the day when we're presenting this annual report, and the minister is not there, we will not take with this annual report. We're not going to take it. Because the department is used to, we had a bill. This bill that we're doing with now, with a bill, it was not presented by the minister. It was presented by the DG. And there's no way, on a policy matter, the DG leads honorable member on a bill. The minister has to come and present the bill, yes, in front of this committee. And the comrades who are counterparts to the minister must interact with the minister on how this bill is going to create a better life for people. And this bill was presented by the DG. We have accepted it in just good faith, but it is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. it has happened, it will not happen, and the annual report, when it comes, is not going to be tabled, and members are not going to accept it when the minister is not here. And the issue of this bill, you are concluding this bill, not even a political head of the department has ever given us a direction as this collective on what should happen on this bill. We are just shaping this bill on ourselves. Nobody is even caring to tell us that what is the intention for us to have this bill. We are giving this information by expert, we are giving this information by the DG, but the DG is not our counterpart. This bill is supposed to be presented by the minister and hand over to the DG on the nitty-gritties that we have set. But the DG cannot be police matter. Can't. The DG cannot lead policy issues on it. It's us who lead in those policy issues. With our own colleagues, we have to do that. Okay, let's shift out of that issue. Starting this meeting at a very wrong tone. The newspapers are going to say Compay has been in exile. Now, back. I'm back. You must tell them that I'm back. We are back in the house now. Myself and my daughter were back in the house. Yeah. The second item, comrades. The mandate for us for meeting with the police and exchanging this is we have agreed on that, what I'll meet with the chair. The second item that was on the table here was the meeting with the South African Football Association. We're supposed to meet with the SAFA, but unfortunately they are still, I don't know, they are looking blacker in Zurich or what is happening. But they phoned yesterday to us, no. Please, they were still outside the country. They thought that they will be in a country so that they could come and meet with us. Because we have decided that we must meet this South African Football Association, A, so that they must know that they have a responsibility to us. One thing that we are going to meet with the South African Football Association was when they leave this meeting today, they must go and change that yellow jersey. The emblem must be on the right side. That was going to be our key impression from the South African Football Association. Second thing, we're going to ask them to leave the national anthem and not play any longer for South African Football Association tournament. Because even this week, those who are watching Bafana Bafana playing there, that is not the national anthem. It's a pure open stem that was sung in that. They even cut it and bring back the last paragraph so that at least they show that they are playing our own national anthem. We can't allow that comment. We cannot allow that because that international anthem goes to all the media in the world and then they see what the kind of a national anthem that are playing. But again, who is giving the South African Football Association the case for our own national anthem? When they sing a wrong national anthem, when they sing a wrong national anthem, and those are some of the things that we have to correct with them while it is clear, it is early, so that they must have a better reading. And that if they lose the reading, we will have this problem that we're having. They must not lose the reading. So they are not here, and then push me. The last item, honorable members. The last item. Honourable members, this has been one of the painful things that has taken place in our country. On the 11th of September, we were not in the office. Usually, we are receiving members from different parties their request on items of a national interest. Let me give you an example. After the Beijing Olympics, the DA sent a letter, which we have discussed and agreed, in how South Africa performed in the Olympics and what was going on there on the pajamas that were given to the athletes by SAFCOC. And on SAFCOC, going to Devon, people take a flight and go to Devon. And go to certain Indian fellow there and ask him to do the clothing for people who are going to the Olympics. SAFCOC has been doing wrong things all the time. Such a big tender cannot just be a question of the CEO of Atasco to fly to his own counterpart in another India and knock at his door and say, here is a tender, we are giving it to you, the clothing for 52 million for people who are going to Beijing for the Olympics. It's unethical, it's wrong, because Atasco is subjected to a corporate governance, and they didn't do that. Bangkok appoints a CEO who's earning close to R1 million without advertising that post, and they just give it to this person. So those are some of the things that we have to discuss. And when the DA requested that we must get a report on the Olympics by Bangkok, it was close to a time when we were going for the election if the DA would record. So we didn't do that. But the Dark Eye agenda is coming, we'll send a letter to Subco that they must come on the 20th and they must give us the progress report on the 2012 London Olympics. They must give us the report on the Beijing Olympics. And then we're going to interact with Subco on the gross conflict of interest that is going on there. Because when you have a chair and a vice president and all that, you get your way to Lotus and your federation. You can't say a table tennis federation can get six million rand and something that produces athletes swimming and athletics in South Africa, you give them 3 million rand. That's because your vice president in South Korea is in the Lotus, and therefore this is what you get. And South Korea has to explain to us those kind of things. A certain gentleman, a colored guy, an old man. What is this man done in the service? Yeah, there's an old man who came to us here. Was telling us that Mr. Porter said that Chatterton has a huge conflict of interest in that lottery. All members of SASCOC are members of the lottery distribution. And if we have to take a decision there, and they exclude themselves out of the meeting, we don't form a quorum. And it means all the decisions that are taken in that lottery have been taken on basis of the conflict of interest. Everybody looks at this federation. The family federation, as the family, the brother, the wife, and the children are the officials there. They get money because they are sitting in that lottery. But those who are supposed to get the money, like schools, like federations in our country, they don't get that money because they can't get their way into that lottery board. Because the license to the lottery board, you must be a member of SASCOC. Then you have a license to go in there. Members of SASCOC are doing, there's evidence that is here to us. When they help you to fill in a form, and then you get 8 million, you must give that person who assisted you 20% of the 8 million. And some of the people who are consulting there are members of SASCOC who are consulting for these federations and go and adjudicate on whether to get money or not. If I've given you a form and help you with a form, I give you 8 million because I'm going to influence your application when I'm in the local report there. And then out of the 8 million, I'm getting 20% out of that. 8 million, 20% again, money. Then there's a money scheme that is going on there in the local through SASCOC. And we have to close that chapter, that chapter. We have to close that chapter. Now, I was coming to this matter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why did you just
continue?
You're in a good mood
this morning. Yeah. I'm not just in a good mood. Don't make this thing come up. I'm not just in a good mood. Now, Honorable, you sent a letter to my office on the 11th of September. And on the 11th of September, it was Friday. And this letter went into my office at 3:30 on Friday. It was already there. On the 12th, it was on Saturday. But already arrived in the provinces. On the 15th, on the 13th, it was on Sunday. We were almost on our way. Monday, it was a political work for us not coming into the office. It was on the 14th. On the 5th, on the 14th, we started in the Free State for public hearing, if you recall.
On the 15th, we went to Johannesburg City Hall. On the 16th, we went to Johannesburg Echo Relay. And now, what happened on this night? At a time when we arrived in Parliament, I scheduled a meeting for Athletic South Africa to meet us. And when we arrived here, we arrived and said, no, we can't schedule that meeting because it is the last day of Parliament, and Parliament is going to end up late that day. All of us were in Parliament ended up at 8 o'clock that day. Now, this matter has been a story for the journalists that I have sabotaged the request of the DA. And I was knowing that this request would be sabotaged. But on top of that, the tradition at this committee is that I am not taking a different decision on any matter. But all of us will agree and say this issue of Athletics in South Africa is a substantive and important matter, and then it has to be discussed. And all of us would agree that it must be discussed and all that. Notwithstanding that this letter was late, but there was no way that I could have made such a decision, and then in the midst of that kind of a high which was going on in the country about this matter. So I just want to put on record that the letter is written the 11th of September. On the 12th, it was on a Friday, on the 11th, Friday, and then I left Parliament. On the 12th, we're not in Parliament, it was on a Saturday. On the 13th, it was on a Sunday. On the 14th, all of us were in the Free State Hall. On the 15th, we're in Johannesburg. On the 16th, we're at Kurule. And when we come back, it was that time where we were going to be given a 2 week recess. And that day, I was informed Parliament that we have scheduled the meeting on the wrong day. And this is the last day of Parliament, and therefore there is no meeting that will go on, and therefore you have to reschedule. That is why I have come to that meeting. So this story that the journalists are talking about, I don't know why they get that story. Because nobody is asking about that. So I just want to clear that thing, that this matter will still be coming, and we are going to interact with Athletics South Africa without shame, without anything. And whether they call me my friend, I don't care. But we will interact with this matter still on this basis, because it's a matter that all of us have to understand what is the head of this matter and how it is own country and the athletes. But what we are not going to waive on is defense of custom. We are not going to face, we are going to focus out of that. We are going to support that child, and one day you must get into the boat and say, if it is your child at age 18 and people write about their autonomy in that way, how would you feel? If it's a child at age 18 again, and people write around his personal life in that way, and the inner part of your child in that way, and then will you feel okay one day? And they know it is fine. It is the transparency of this country, not transparency. And both the IWAF and Athletics South Africa, both of them have to apologize and explain to us what went wrong on this matter. And we'll discuss that matter, and we'll not put that thing under any carpet. But that subject is subject of an approval by this committee, not by a one-man show like myself to approve that. The idea is to say, yes, check. It's a substantive matter. We think it must come. Or must say, no, the trivial thing, we can't meet it, it's important to come to that kind of matter. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Professor. You see, a time committee of government members, we like to score for that point. Because this thing of the letter of the DA, I also picked it up in the newspapers and the radio and TV. And I was asking myself, where was this thing? Because we need to discuss it again. But this is not coming. And whoever will call won't come on terms of a certain political matter.
whoever will call will come in terms of the agreement of this portfolio committee. And that thing must be clear. We can write letters, I can also write a letter, but it must be brought to us here so that we agree, we understand the merits of this thing. We all agree. Now, want to go and just say this in the newspaper or whatever, I think that is unbecoming. You know, it reminds me also say, when we went to see Kata Semenya there, he tried to get the University of Pretoria. You know, when we talk among ourselves, where the Honorable Magua said that you have seen this thing as a racial thing. Now, but you mean there, you give, we spoke among ourselves there with the others of this seat and the fact that the pastor. 2 days after that, Mr. Magu said that the eye was smelling red. Now, we don't understand the thing. You know, when you go to TV, don't get opportunity. Put your things and don't pretend when you are among other members that this is what you support and this is what you support. That is cowardness to me. We should be in a position to face the other, tell each other, this is how I think this is, whether you're going to like it or you're not going to like it. And that should be it. We should not be the dead fighters. Yes, sir.
There is a very easy season for us. And we try to do this professionally, and we try to do it ethically. Ethical very well, professional very well, the nicer data, which I did. I didn't discuss the letter in the print. I wrote you a letter, article, and you explained the procedure, yes, the procedure. On the 16th, the second day in Johannesburg, we had a little meeting with two of us. We discussed that meeting. And we really discussed a sort of procedure forward. We agreed that I agree. I know that we must still discuss it with all the members of the meeting. That's what we do. And that is where I stand here, President. I have the right to write you a letter. That's a professional way. We talk a lot, but there are times when we put things on paper. I am man enough to put things on paper, yes. And I put my request to you. And if there is a failure like this, or anything else, I just say, listen, this is a very important matter. Here's the letter, and please do not read it. I tell it to you that the right way to go about it is to call it. But it has put the request on paper. That's all I do.
No,
you are right.
That's what you have done. But what was the problem here? You have sent this letter, like usual. Send a letter and then discuss with yourself in checking the merit of this thing. But why am I speaking about this? It's because I was a huge media person from you. When you ask them, why did you get this thing? They will not say they got it from you, they said that we are in possession of this letter. But what I am trying to clear today, we have got an opportunity today, is to clearly put this event according to the system. When was the letter received? And then what happened there? We were not around. And at that time, when we were around, I agreed with you that we were going to meet this because all of us had an interest in this thing. After scheduling that meeting, when we arrived here in Parliament, we found that no, we can't have that meeting on that day because it's the last day of the closing of Parliament. Then we are having a long day inside the day in the house.
Then
I explained to them, why am I? I'm not accusing DA in what you think. They have the fullest right, even the ANC. If there's something that they wanted to discuss, they would stand here and say, this is a matter of national interest, we must discuss it, and therefore we agree on that. The Congress also have also the right, like the ID, to say, I think this is the letter that we have to discuss. The ANC would say, we have to discuss the issue of school sports. And anybody has a different view on the school sports would say, I don't agree. And then that's the case. But what I dislike about the newspaper that I'm telling them today is when they're trying to put an undue pressure on me on the day when I'm not even in the office, on the letter that has arrived late in the office,
on something that I have not. They wanted to say, I am deliberately shielding this because Leonard Cheney is my friend. But how do you shield it when the letter arrived to you on Friday when you're in the office? And when the newspaper approached Donald Lee about this letter, which I don't know how they managed to get it, he said to me, I told those people that I have sent the letter. I have confessed that I sent the letter. And then you have not responded to that letter. And then said, maybe they'll phone you. I said, they'll phone you because I don't know. I don't have a letter. That's what I said to him in Johannesburg. And it was a fact. I didn't have a letter. I got this letter when I arrived here on that day. But, however, while contacting with other commissioners, I think if the matter is very important, we can go on. Unwittingly on the closing of the day, because we're running all over the country, when I arrived in Parliament, it was the closing of the Parliament. And I could not have that meeting. And that's why I canceled that meeting at that time. So it was not about micromanaging or any other thing. It was just to put the record very clear to those who write about other people too much. Let me give you one figure. I'm giving you the last conversation code, eh?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Two things. I've got sentiments for you over the trail as far as the letter is concerned. I don't want to speak on behalf of the DA, but my question is, why the letter not serving today? So that if we must cover you as a chairperson, then we must do so. Because there is legitimate reason why the letter has not been discussed. Secondly, I'm not too sure whether this is a disciplinary error. I belong to the ID, and I am subject to the policies and the rules of the ID. And with due respect, I will not ask permission to anyone other than the ID to have a policy statement. Yes, the Honourable Member is right. I was there with all of us. I am also a friend to Shwene. I was serving on the provincial Northwest sports with Shwene. I spoke to him, and Shwene said that very same day he did not know anything. 2 days later, he apologized. So what must I do? Must I say, no, still, Shwene did not know. He apologized that he lied. And I have made a statement. I indicated to this committee and to some colleagues here on an individual basis, stating that we support this girl simply because the fact is the girl, we only, I don't want to come and watch this here of the idea. We give this to the president of the ID because he's a woman and it was August month. And after that, she wasn't here and she asked me and we had a telephone conference on the wire discussing this, discussing my verdict there. And I'm not going to tolerate or allow someone to say that I am coward. I'm exercising my political right and my constitutional right to say and do what I would like to. It's a free country. All of us also fought for this country. All of us also fought for this. So no one is going to be defining to me to say or what to say. If this is our view, you must respect it. I really appreciate your comment when you came in here. If we are going to let issues of political nature going to allow us to separate us, I mean, we have common interests. I don't have common friends here. We have common interests, and that is the reason why I'm here, that is the reason why I'm elected. And once again, Chair, I'm not going to apologize to anyone on my statement. As far as I have enough in my political arena since school days, to running and boycott also together when I was the ANC member. I had enough advertisements and exposure to various newspapers. So there's no need for me to be like, here's the news media and running for news. And I want people also to respect that right of me. Thank you.
I am not going to know what I say. And I want to make this point clear. But it is said that Shwene is an ASC comrade. That's why this thing is not coming to the fore. So that is, to me, is that is what it is not true. The thing has not been said correctly. And what can be taken to say? That the thing of pretending. Because we, that comrade, that the gentleman here at Capital and Gates Benedict, if wanted to make a statement, a press statement for that matter. And I'm not going to withdraw, and the his local, the involvement of that is none of to me. Because to me, that is not in the outside. What I'm saying is that if you come to this committee and we are going to agree that this is how this will go happen, what if I write a letter and you don't have the letters in the press? Who has written the letter? What has written that letter? What am I going to do? How did that letter get to the press? So what is clear about this thing? What is this?
Oh, and we're closing this. Okay. No. Wait. Yes.
About the letter and the state chairman. Again, I have the right to make this statement on matters of national security. And in that statement, I said, before people want to know what I'm going to do, I said, I am going to write a letter to the chairman in my life. That is how that information about any letter being written to you, not the content of the letter, but the fact that the letter will be written to you, that's how it gets into the press. That's how the things happen in the state chairman. That is why they knew about the letter, and I know the quality for that I would give.
As much as I agree with that, I my concern is the reputation of the person. It is a fact that a person has to say that you are shaving train at the bottom of the world. Media interviews have been conducted to that effect. I was also tempted to support along that line. Now you have given us this explanation, which is the deep one. How do we deal with it then? How can they, from a perception, have been taken? And that's the fact that media verification could be what for the call, what could be in this part.
Let me just say, you see, Honorable Sami, this is precisely I want to sketch this event. Maybe, Mashua says, probably could have been on my defense. Why am I bringing this thing here? I think the statement is very unfortunate and silly. It was conveyed, Mashua knows that we have never come to Parliament at any stage since we've been running the public hearings. He knows. It is only today that we are able to meet here. That's why I'm bringing this fact to you and say the letter was written to me on the 11th of September. And the letter was received by Zuki at 3:30. On the 12th, it was on a Saturday, we were at home. On the 13th, it was on Sunday, we were at home. On the 14th, on Monday, we were in a free state. On the 15th, we were in Johannesburg. On the 16th, we were at Ekurhuleni. On the 17th, it was on the day when we were supposed to have this meeting, on the day of the closing of Parliament. And therefore, I was told that we can't have that because the Parliament program is too long. It was not the question that I must go to Mazua and kneel down, you must be able to defend me on that one. I am presenting it today because the facts are that I must tell the portfolio committee on the series of events that has led to me to be the friend of trade in defense of trade. And this is the fact. Unless there is any other thing that people are bringing, this is a fact that I'm bringing in front of the members, that it was completely awkward that could have happened. And I could have not gone to individual members and relate this. I am relating it today to clear the air and the perception that people are having. But I don't care about the media making that conclusion. If I know Dlamini as my friend, as a member of the IEP, Dlamini, I will die with you and then I will not denounce you. I don't care about the media, what are they saying about me and Trey. They will not determine my destination together with Trey and anybody else. But Donald Trump, you are absolutely have the right to make your own policy statement and all that. But I'm saying your matter has come to us at completely at awkward time. But if it has come at the right time, we discuss it in the portfolio committee like we used to do. This could have brought this route to a proper place.
Can I just put a question?
Yes.
With our
going
to have this meeting and when are we going to have?
We are going to have this meeting, and then we are going to have this meeting with ASC
all of us have an interest on this thing. We are witness this meeting and then around the FAA. And everybody who is part of this whole saga, we are going to meet those people. And then also, we are taking this matter a little bit up with the IWF, where we carry the responsibility. That's why I said to you, both the IWF and Athletics South Africa cannot escape our interaction with them on this matter, of this young guy. Nobody's going to escape that. Just come with this.
Okay, so can I just want to reiterate the viewpoint from the side of the team that we must focus on the ethnic subject, not on the nation. Secondly, the meeting that was referring to the parliamentary program, that's a correction of those who infected last week, all committees were cancelled, saying perhaps in the after the system of the nation, no committee was to play, except one that dealt with. That is very important. And when we call Athletics South Africa, I want to make it very clear that once again from the side of the minister and the deputy minister, because they have been intimately involved in the whole saga around that. And instead of calling another meeting, and we have been separately, it will be opportune to have both parties here so that we can get.
I think we're closing it that now. It was another peculiar trend occurred in the department, where the department wants to tell the federation who should be the leader of the federation, who's supposed to not be the leader of the federation. It is not our business to they elect. If they elect damage or done, so be it. If they elect cause and then a trend, so be it. But the department has no audacity to say then a trend must go. And that is why we've refused at the ANC to get into that department notion. And we will refuse. We will never ever agree with the department in the guillotining of Leonard Trade by the department. The department has not chosen Leonard Trade. Leonard Trade was elected by the Congress of Athletics South Africa, not by the department. And the ANC stood with that position. That federations have the right to do whatever they want to do with their own leadership, and that irrespective of whether we like it or not. And that position, we stand to that position and we defend that position. And anybody who has a different position, that is his own personal position, it is not the ANC position. The Department of Excellence articulating their own personal position, it's not the ANC position. The ANC position is that let the federation deal with this matter. And we are going to stick to that position as the ANC. Thank you, Commissioner. We're closing this matter. Closing. You see, we have not been meeting for some time. I think the council must deal with this matter in it according to how they come to us. Must deal with them. Honourable Member, we're going now to our program for the day. Members are requesting that we must not go on with this meeting because the police committee is supposed to be here because the police has made a submission. And for us to interact with the submission, there must be a case around, because there is a submission that is put here, and therefore the police must present this submission. I think I agree with that. So that you must ask questions on the submission. I don't know what you want to say, another defending view on this matter. In the submission that was been submitted by the police, have we responded to paragraph by paragraph to the, is that one? Is that the presentation that you're going to give to us?
Absolutely correct, Chairperson.
In response to what the police have raised.
Submission, as well as their views of splitting the ball.
Yes. Now, other members, there are two things that have to happen. One, as post committee, we can listen to what Gideon is saying. And then later then, I must meet with the chair of the police, because it is said when the views are presented, we must be a joint committee, so that all of us must be understanding what is going on there. It's only Member Mulibati who has come today. And Mrs. Shepherd is not here. And then I want to be on the mercy of everybody. Every time when she was not here, we're taking a decision. I think in response to the police submission, it needs all of us to be seated here so that they must be able to convey our response to their submission. Now, I want to get from members guidance. What should we do now? The police subcommittee has not come, and then here are the response to what the police has submitted to us. Are we listening to that response as a portfolio committee, and then later we check whether the police subcommittee cannot be with us and be able to finalize that? Yes, go ahead.
Can I start the clarity? That response is a response related to this presentation.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, if that response is in relation to this one,
yeah,
after the proposal of Donald Masali, is that we can't expect we interact with the superintendent yet. Because this is not a document, and I can interpret it whatever when I want to. Because it can be a complete wrong interpretation of myself. So now I say that. I second this in that they might be able to understand
business.
You see, this is our response to this.
Yes.
Understand? Now, how are they then to respond to our response again? You understand? That's why we need them around here, but another kind of a forum here. We must take
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. From
the police. The police has made a submission. Yes.
No, the
police has made a submission. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Now, the submission that has been made by the police, led by the police commissioner, was alluding on why is it declared. I think you remember they were saying, even let us split the bill. At that time, the late time of splitting the bill and all that. Now, we said splitting the bill is not really possible and all that. But now, they have raised number of things there, which we have requested the state law advisor, the expert, and the gentleman from the state law advisor to be present so that at least when we respond on what the police has put forward, they must be here so that at, after that they say, this is what you have responded, what are the other issues there, and then what is your understanding? Then we must share that understanding. But if they are not around, we are responding to ourselves on that document. We are responding to ourselves. And police cannot raise very fundamental issues on the bill. And from there, we have written to the police a very comprehensive letter in saying to them, please, can they be part of us because we are going to deal with substantive issues that they have raised. We have requested them, we'll send them that letter. It is not the point to ask whether we're just doing this all thing from our own.
In my mind, because I thought that this meeting comes from the portfolio committee, from the agenda. But now you're saying it's from the staff.
No, it's coming from the committee.
Okay. Mr. McKenzie? I think the logical thing to do is to start to look at this document that we just received. When they are here present, we can question them. And then we can then give a response of it. Maybe that is our response to the document, which we don't even understand. I would submit that. We look at this debate and then later come in and say.
All right, supporting Donati on that matter, that is what you're saying, it's going to be a future left of us. Yes?
Chairperson, I agree. I think because the representatives, the members of the police, are not here, obviously, like in a court case, they need to present something also so that the committee can actually reply to that. And then we can after having listened to the presentation of the belief, I would suggest that we then run our presentation and lastly give the police another rebut on, you know, of what has been discussed.
No, I think we agree on what we agree on. I think we
no, no, that's the motivation for our video thing. The same episode described in paragraph 14 of the belief is asking the commission to recommend some that the road is split. Now, those are major decisions that need to be taken. It's not as simple as submitting a few pages and then the things that the committee can do. If they're not coming with amazing problems, it's going to be something to have about this
way. The other thing that is very interesting, that I want all of us to know, that the police are saying there was never interaction between our department and the police on the formulation of this deal from the inception up until now. Gideon has brought in a file of all the emails and the correspondence and everything. A file. They did this. I said to him, you must not come and tell a story. Gideon, yes. I said, Gideon must not come with the stories when they come here. Because the allegation by the police is a very serious one. You can't do a deal. You don't interact with the police, and when the deal is talking about the police, this trial of information is a extent of interaction with the police, and the department wants to prove that they've interacted with the police. And therefore, I feel too that we cannot go on with this. Because one first thing that we have to do, that here, the police have raised the question of non-interaction. This deal was done without their knowledge, and here has to go through this and prove to us that there's been an interaction. If the police, there was a gap of communication, it can't be our problem that we have not communicated. Here is evidence that we have communicated, it must be another problem, not a problem of communication. And therefore, I feel convinced this meeting is closed, adjourned, we'll go and persuade the police to come, and then we must deal with this matter. And then I think that is what we have to take as a decision. So I think it is tomorrow. If the police meeting the police tomorrow, we will go on with other issues of the peace rather than responding to what the police are saying. Because tomorrow we have a program of interacting on the peace. We'll go on with those issues, and then but the response of the police will put it aside up until we are together and respond and show everything. But tomorrow we're still going on the deliberations on the peace.
Is it possible for us to get a copy of our response to this issue? See, then it's a valuable code and we can have a think about it really.
I want that information to be given to us when it has been submitted. I don't want us to have that information or not. Because it's going to go to other people and then it causes a problem. I'm not comfortable with that one. And let us engage. The only thing that it should happen is to give to the chair of the police our response, and then so that at least they give to the police, and tomorrow when they come, they are ready. I want to rule on that one. Let's not take that and leave it to them tomorrow. And we get it when the police come.
I won't give you a passage here.
Okay, honourable members, I think the meeting stands to adjourn. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we're meeting again here. Yeah, no, I want the other.